Monday, June 27, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 p.m.
Any cruises, huh?
He asked me about Costa Rica. I was like,
Okay, I have 3:00. I'll call the County Board of Commissioners to order. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call the roll, please. Joan?
Robert Giese?
Here.
Scott Love?
Yes.
Janet Gill is absent. Larry Albanicious?
Here.
Troy Lonsby is absent.
So I'll make a motion to excuse Troy and Janet. Janet is, I think she's, I don't know when she's due back from vacation. Troy called this morning. His flight from Las Vegas was canceled.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. All right. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. So I think this is there anyone wanting to speak on anything not on the agenda? Yes, sir. Come on up. Name and address, please, for the record.
Walt Behrman, Dakota City, Nebraska. Like you on a drive. I'm here opposing the road that I believe they want to blacktop to the lake out in Hubbard, Nebraska. I don't know what it's called.
M Avenue
on there. My background was construction for 45 years, so I've had a lot of background on that. My wife and I went out there yesterday because I heard about they wanted to blacktop it. And has anybody have any idea what the percent of grade is on that hill? Anybody know what that is?
The engineer has given us that. Yeah, and
you have to take
some at the top of the hill down.
That's an 8% grade.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was about the first thing that caught my attention. And but anyway, so I started doing some research on what's going on there. I got some pictures that I'm going to pass along. And has anybody done any consideration contacting the fire departments for emergency equipment to get up that hill when it's blacktop?
First of all,
yeah,
this project is going to be concrete.
Well, whatever it's going to
be. Yeah, right. Okay. It's concrete.
Okay. Anyway, there's that hill is an 8% grade.
And like Joan said, they need to shave the hill down.
And how much do you think they got to shave it down?
I haven't seen what the engineer has proposed.
Here, a few pass. How many?
It was two foot, and then they were going to lower the speed limit to 20 miles an hour. Right?
Here, pass these down. How many are there? I did some research to see what it is in Nebraska, Colorado, and different states of new construction or new roads when they're going to be blacktopped. What are the requirements? And I was kind of amazed. In fact, the second article on there, if you read it at the top, any new roads in Nebraska require a 4% maximum rate. Okay? And you can go through that, but that was my first attention. So then I started doing a little more research on it. Looking down that picture I just gave you, you can see that hill, it's 8%. It's over a quarter mile long from the bottom to the top. Okay? Then I started doing some research on 60,000-pound fire truck. If he got about halfway up in ice, and we're going to explain that a little more in detail, where do you think he would wind up? If you slid all the way back to the bottom of the hill, There's a bridge with two railings on either side. It's wide open and about 25 feet deep. Okay? That's just a truck because it has to do with gravity and length of the slope. Okay? To get the 4% grade, which they require on it, you'd have to take millions of yards of fill out of that. But anyway, here's another picture I'm going to pass around. Look at it. I'm looking down the hill. How would you like to lose control of your car if you were going down head first? You would have a problem. When it snows, because in summer, wintertime, the sun is low, so the east half of the road would melt real quick because of blacktop. And on the west side, you'll see there's a bank here. Now, above that bank, there's a cemetery. So when it rains all summer long, number one, all that water from up above on the cemetery comes down that bank, and then if you blacktop, we're looking at all that road, water going down there, and if you're wondering what it looks like today, there's your trench. Now, what would that do alongside a blacktop? That's a lot of issues there to do that. But anyway, when it snows, you've got to get the snow off. Now, you got some issues there on who's going to pay for putting salting that every time it melts. And in the wintertime, do you think that cliff would probably cause a lot of drifting coming off over that hill? Larry, you've been around this country. There'd be a big drift all along that cliff, wouldn't there?
Probably.
Yep. And then when that melts, where does that water go? Down the hill, and or if you don't get it off when you can push it. Larry, what'd you tell me about? Could you get a road grader up that hill and push snow uphill?
No, you'd have to back the sander up the hill and spread the sand as you go.
to go through it.
To get up it, yeah.
But anyway,
if you got a chains on, you might get up it all right.
But anyway, you got water just about every night freezing because it's melting from on the other side of the sun at about 2 o'clock. That's in the shade, and it starts freezing, and now you got ice on it. So who's going to take care of that, putting the chemicals on that or salting it all the time? So even cars can't get up and down this slope. And then I took some pictures, and the dates and all the information is on the back. There's a the peak crest of that hill. I got two pictures here.
So I take it you're against this, is basically what?
Absolutely. Well, it's wasted money. Number one is we haven't done a probability or can this even be done because of the law or what Nebraska requires, number one. And just go down 2 foot would do nothing. You remember 4%, that's from beginning to end, which is right at a mile. You got two hills there. How many feet of dirt you got to take off to get it down to half the trench? I went out and measured a 4 foot level. That's 48 inches.
No, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence, saying you know what you're talking about. But I'm just saying that at the same time, you know, if engineers look at it, don't you think they got to go with the standards of what Nebraska is?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. I'm just drawing this to your attention of what I observed out there on it. You're going to have to do gutters on that side. How big a gutter? I don't know. And then you got issues on the other side, too. We're going to push that, too. If you start salting it, that water runs down the other side. Where does that all go? Into the nice lake. So these are all issues got to be done. And I understand there's got to...
Wally, when the engineer was here, he talked about putting in storm sewer and curb inlets.
More than a curb, I think. Again, the engineers
curb, are... Curb inlets to run the water into the inlets and down through the pipes and then another.
Yeah, they got to do something. There's issues there the engineers are, because I'm not an engineer.
Yeah, well, they...
But I've been around and read instructions of what I'm supposed to do. And compact it, you take all the vegetation down and backfill it back with stair-stepping.
They're following the state standards as far as the grades and the eyesight, the distance you can see, and it's a matter of reducing the speed limit from a 55 to down to a
20.
Was it? Well, it wasn't 12. It was
20.
15 or 20.
I think it was 20. Was it 20?
Well, I think it might have been 20.
Yeah, it was 20.
You'd never get up the hill. If you started that hill 20 miles an hour with ice on it.
Well, ice is a situation that's going
to happen. Well, that whole thing pertains to winterized weather. That article there, that's what I was doing research on. And I also noticed that crest of that hill. You may notice that that is a steep crest. I took one picture. It was about 150 feet from the top. And I think that one's 100 feet. This is about 150 feet. You start to see the horizon. I assume there's going to be a lane marked in the middle if they don't. But when you're coming over that hill, you better hope and pray that the person's on this side of the lane, because you got no time to get in your lane. And sometimes county roads, people get relaxed and just run down the middle of the road.
You're doing that right now up there.
Yeah.
It's a rough on the west side. They drive on the east side.
But anyway, I've got these pictures for you, and something's going to have to be done for that trench on there. I have no idea the volume of water that would come down there, and correcting it in the wintertime, what are you going to do with the snow? Or you can't push it against that bank, and so you got to have to either push it over the other side on it, and then you got the maintenance of salt and everything else on there. Who's on that? And I believe the city owns about two blocks down at the bottom too, right?
Yeah, we've been through this 100 times. I mean, this has been an ongoing situation ever since the lake went in.
Yeah. Well, I know the board. The last meeting we had, the engineers were here, and there was about 10 concerns with grading and things like that. So. And I know you have other concerns, and
no,
we're not. We're only. We still have not got there.
I just draw attention.
No, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I know you have concerns. So would you? I don't know when we'll have that estimate from the engineers, and would you make it a point, and we can let you know when that is to come back, and if there are those concerns when they're here, you can ask them. Point blank, and
well, there's another story. There's who's benefiting from that road blacktop? Two people.
Right.
The state and a developer. And right or wrong.
Well,
and
hopefully
there's eight property owners along there.
Yeah, and hopefully lots of people that use the park.
Exactly, but I mean main people.
I get it. Yeah, if nobody ever drives on the road, nobody gets any good out of it, right?
But, no. Right. I was going to one more thing I was going to share with you.
All right, let's sum up, if you will.
Yeah, one more I was just going to say on there. When they get to the supposed building, that is the county going to have ordinances and what's got to be done on their plans proposed? As to, because you got to deal with septic tanks, you got to deal with rural water, there's no fire hydrant up there. You got a lot of things to deal with.
Right, and those are legitimate points.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're raising them now.
That's what I'm here for.
Thank you.
I'm a taxpayer just like all of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, can we get a phone number or an email or something?
I'll give you a phone number, 720-273-4190.
Okay.
And my email is ue999@primerica.com.
Okay, we'll keep you in the loop.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Beer man.
I've
never heard of that.
I haven't either.
New construction.
All right. Okay, thank you. Anybody else here to discuss any other items not on the agenda?
Super briefly, in response to that, I'm on the agenda next, too.
Okay.
I could see a
lot. Can we have name and address for the record?
Hubbard, Nebraska. I'm on the agenda next, so you can get it from there.
Okay.
I just see the potential for $500,000 houses around that lake and great tax revenue for our county. So that's just the thought that popped in my head. That's all I had. And
okay.
If nobody else has anything, then I'll go on with my
okay, hang stuff. Tight. Anybody else? Anything not on the agenda? All right, Amy, you're warmed up and ready to go.
Okay. So I'm asking for the liquor license for the fair.
Do we need to do the consent agenda items first?
Or? I'm sorry. Oh. You're not next.
I'm not next.
You're not next. Thanks, Scott.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Scott. You're close. Okay, item number two is the consent agenda. That consists of the approval of the previous meeting minutes from June 13th, approval of payroll claims. Larry and I went through those earlier today, and accounts payable claims. We also did those. And approval of officials' reports, deeds, clerk, and clerk of court. And everything seems to be in order.
Everything's in order?
Yep.
So moved. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items, A through G.
Okay. All right. Moved by Scott, seconded by Larry to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Larry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Now, item three, a new business, is Amy Utech, Dakota County Fair Board, requesting approval of special designated liquor licenses for the following events. Thursday, August 4th, tractor pull. Friday, August 5th, concert, Dane Lewis and Ryan Hurd. Saturday, August 6th, extreme bull riding. Amy, go ahead.
Okay. It's a little bit different than that because of the way the licenses are written. The Thursday night licenses for the tractor pull, Rocky Mountain Oyster Feed, that's this one. The Friday, or the... Let's see. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's all on one license because it's all in the same location. That's for a barrel race, the concert, the bull ride, and we have a guy that wants to bring in wrestling. We're not sure if we're doing it or not, but I have to apply for the license even if we're not going to do it. And then the only other one is a Saturday at the cornhole tournament.
So the date, Amy, will include Sunday? Is that what? Did I catch
that? Yeah, Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
If this guy comes in and does wrestling, it hasn't even been advertised. I'm not sure. It's just a guy that wants to put on kind of a fun afternoon outdoor event. I don't know if it'll come through. We get approached a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there going to be a rodeo?
There's a bull ride.
Oh,
I know it's really tiny on the back, but it's all written out on the back. And I brought extra of those if anybody needs extra stuff.
Okay. So this would be the 4th through the 7th then?
Yes, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th.
Okay. And I think we've done this every year.
We do it every year, yeah. So,
yeah.
I'll make a motion for Dakota Thursday.
No, Fair just Board. Dakota County Ag Society.
Is that what it is, Ag Society?
Dakota County Ag Society.
Okay, Ag Society.
We apply for the license
because
we have the ground.
Did you, I'll make a motion for the 4th, Thursday the 4th through the 7th.
Correct.
Okay, that's, I don't see the 7th, but for the special designated liquor license for you guys to have fun and perform your fair.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Scott, seconded by Larry to approve the license, 4th through the 7th. Call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, item B.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks,
Amy.
I'm
going to give this to you, Joan.
Okay. Item B, Sheree Conley, Dakota County Fair Board, requesting approval to close a portion of Stable Drive for safety of fair attendees from Wednesday, August 3rd to Sunday, August 7th, and approval to use road department barricades and approval to apply mag water on the portion of the Stable Drive from Gateway Drive to Fair Entrance. And again, this is something we do every year, right, Sheree?
Yeah.
Anything, any new in here?
No, nothing's new. Just standard, I guess. We just close it off for Wednesday afternoon. That's when all the animals start to come in and stuff like that, and kids just back and forth across that road constantly between the exhibit hall and the fairground. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to... For a while, when we first came on, the road wasn't closed, and it was just very nerve-wracking when you'd see a little kid just dart across the road. So it's helped us a lot by being able to close that portion of the road.
And then go around to whoever needs to go the other way. They go around.
We haven't had any complaints from any of the people that live around there. Nobody has ever come to the board and complained about it. So.
So this, is this Dakota County Thurston Fair asking for this?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a motion for the Dakota County Thurston Fair Board requesting the approval to close a portion of Stable Drive from the 3rd, August 3rd to the 7th.
Yeah, we'll probably close it down in the afternoon of that Wednesday.
Yep, and you'll get a hold of Jolene for the barricades if you guys don't have them.
Yeah.
I think that's normally the procedure, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's my motion.
Okay, I'll second it. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All righty.
Thank you. Good luck. Hope everything's successful for you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Cherie and Amy. Okay, item C is Rodney Reisdorf requesting permission to close Stable Drive to hold a car show event, scene of the crash, being held at Dakota Thurston County Fairgrounds for the dates July 15 and 16. Rodney, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome back.
Yeah, so it's Rodney Reisdorf, Sioux City, Iowa, 1472 140th Street. So yeah, basically, pretty much the same reason the fair shuts it off. It's because the road separates the property and you're using the whole property. So yeah, people walking back and forth and cars going down. But seems to be growing every year, getting a little bigger and bigger every year. So
would this be the third year?
Third year here.
Yep.
But eighth year total that we've been doing it. So,
yeah, nice.
Like last year, so I followed up with the motels. We had 20 people or 20 rooms reserved that used our discount at the Cottonwood, and then two at the Marriott. So I mean, it is bringing people into the community,
nice.
which is pretty neat.
Nice.
But yeah, it's more than a car show. We got all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like a slogan.
Mini bike races. Dirt drags, yeah. I didn't make it out last year, the year before, but I'll have to make sure I mark that down for the 15th and 16th. And
yeah.
I think, yeah.
So, yeah, I would just need probably like 8 a.m. the 15th to shut the road. And then it could be open technically, I don't know, like 8 a.m. Sunday or however you guys want to do that part. But we're over at midnight on Saturday, the 16th. So.
Can you just pick everything up at that time?
Yeah.
So basically, you're looking for Friday the 15th at 8 a.m. to
Sunday, probably.
To till Sunday morning.
Yeah.
So did we set that up last year for you, the barricades, or were they there and you did that, or how?
I think. Yeah, we do the same thing the fair does. They just drop off the barricades, and then we'll put them up, and then we put them back. And then I think they just stay there, and then the fair uses them.
All right.
Is that correct, Jolene?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we usually do the dust control a few days before this event.
Yeah.
So it works for this event and the
fair. Yeah, and the fair both. Okay. Yeah, I'll make a motion for Rodney to have his car show from 8 a.m. the Stable Drive on Friday the 15th until, I don't know if you want to say... I don't know. He really can't give a time when he closes or reopen it, can you? I mean, because he's done it midnight, 1 o'clock, you know, so, you know, till Sunday. We'll just say Sunday morning.
Okay.
Because it is Sunday morning at 12:01 a.m., correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's my motion.
All right. I'll second it.
There. All right.
I'll
appreciate it.
Call the roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Thanks, Robert. Good luck.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, item D is approve the U.S. Department of Justice, I'm assuming it's United States Marshal Service modification of interlocal agreement, which removes the expansion project language from the current Dakota County Jail IGA. So pretty self-explanatory. The good news in this is they left the rate at $85, $80 versus $65 that was before. So,
and the transport money is the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$25 or whatever. I can't seem to find it. I just had it in my pocket.
So it just removes the the new, the jail expansion verbiage in that. So, so hopefully that means that there we're going to have some federal prisoners still hanging around Dakota County. Bad for them and good for us, but so we'll see. Time will tell on that.
Okay, so on the verbiage and the to approve the United States Marshal Service, the modification for the intergovernmental agreement, I'll make a motion to approve that change.
Okay. I'll second.
That's not what was left last. The last offer they was at 40 months.
Right.
They said 30.
Well, we just want to make sure it is.
It's not there, so we can't afford.
Okay.
Anything else, Larry?
One second, yeah.
Yeah, I think we have.
I made a motion. He seconded.
I think we have a second. Any other questions?
No.
All right.
Are you guys still negotiating with the marshals?
I would say no.
Okay. So they're moving, going to do it on something else.
Let's just say, on the bright side, it's on hold.
Okay.
I don't know. But right now we're not negotiating anything.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thanks.
This is just, I think, a formality to get it back to where we were, minus the expansion
dollar amount
part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Larry.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carried. Okay. Item E is to approve resolution 22C-013 to appropriate transfer of funds for overexpended general fund budgets. So there's a list of these in the in your packet. This was the last claims period for this fiscal year. And you'll see as going through those, so there's five offices that it affected. The commissioner's budget, this was due to increased participation in workshops, et cetera, throughout the state. Treasurer's office had some overtime that they paid, and also some health insurance costs, which affected all offices. Registered Deeds office is just so close and doesn't have a lot of leeway in that. I can't remember what
it was health insurance.
Health insurance related.
Yeah.
Planning and zoning, that was Joe O'Neill. Joe agreed to stay on as the our planning and zoning director. He's retired now. We increased his pay. He's doing a great job, and we're happy to have him. And lastly, the Veterans Service Office. Bill has had Ruth Gillespie is now working in the office, and it used to be Marion. Remember Marion?
Yeah.
She unfortunately passed away and no longer there. And I think a lot of Marion's time was
volunteer. I had no idea she passed.
Yeah. And so unfortunately, so that resulted. So the bottom line is so the overall county budget on these offices were over by a total amount of $28,050.
But it's not bad.
No.
Usually, yeah. I mean, give or take, whatever. Anyways, to move on, obviously, it's cut and dry. I will make a motion to approve Resolution 21C-013, the transfer of the funds for overextended general fund budgets on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 departments.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Larry to approve.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, item F is board to approve or not approve the final survey plat of Lot 1 in Bosque First Edition, located in Section 20, Township 29 North, Range 9 East, in South Sioux City, extraterritorial jurisdiction, which affects the addition of 1 acre to existing parcel and no new right-of-way or utility easements. A recommendation of approval has been received from the Dakota County Planning and Zoning Board. Larry, any information on this? From
there was no opposition to it.
No opposition, okay.
So we just need a motion to approve it?
I believe so.
I'll make a motion to approve the final survey plat for the Bosque First Edition.
Okay. I'll second. Call the roll, please, Joan.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. All right, thank you. Item G is board to designate a printer per LB 644 for postcards required to notify taxpayers for subdivisions having a tax request exceeding the assessor generated allowable growth. So this is a new, just information, a new bill, 644. So if any, there's a certain level that any entity that taxes in Dakota County goes over. Joan, is it 2%?
What are you going?
2%
of allowable growth.
Yeah. Over 2% of allowable growth.
I used to send her over the top of my name. Pretty funny.
That entity, whether it's the county or the school or the ag society, anybody that levies in Dakota County that goes over 2% of the allowable growth is now required to send a postcard to the affected landowners, and then we have a hearing on that at a later date. So what this does is the board, we have to designate a printer for those postcards that are generated. So and we do not have a printer to designate, so we just default to the state. The state will do the postcards, they'll handle it, send it out, and I think it's, last I heard, it was 52 cents per,
yeah, that's what it shows right
per
here.
Postcard. Then the entity that, so let's just say, let's pick on the Ag Society. Let's say the only one is the Ag Society. They have to pay the county for what it costs to send out the postcards. So if it's a school, the school has to pay for the postcards. So that's a new bill out of the legislature that that's going to make things, you know, make more people come to budget meetings and things like that. So stay tuned. So we just need approval to designate the state.
So moved on the state LB 644 postcard required taxpayer subdivisions. Yes, designated printer.
Okay.
That's my motion.
All right.
Something of that nature. I kind of went forward then backwards.
I'll second it.
I started in the middle and then I went back to the front.
The state.
That the state, yes, that
correct.
The state.
The state.
That the state is on, okay. As a designated printer.
Okay.
So a motion and second, please call the roll.
Larry?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, item 4, miscellaneous. Jolene Goebbels is here for her road report. Jolene, hello.
Hello.
Jolene, hello.
We had 396.75 hours of road grading, 2.5 hours of overtime, 12 hours tree removal, 56 hours on 143rd Street, 102.0 hours on Michael Creek, 6 hours patching some potholes, 46 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 60 ton of 3/4 clean and 745.72 tons of 1.5 inch crushed concrete. Spent 9 hours on sign repair, and we had grading concerns on Oakdale and 140th, and gravel concerns on Oakdale Road and R Avenue, and complaints of potholes on Dixon Path, which they did.
And going through the bills, Bobcat charged a sales tax.
Yes.
they have that in their system, not to...
If it's not delivered into Nebraska, they can charge a sales tax.
If you pick it up over there?
If we pick it up over there, they charge a sales tax. If it's something they bring to Nebraska, then they won't. They are very adamant about that. There's a couple companies like that.
Well, Menards don't charge a sales tax.
There's just... I've talked with different lawyers from different companies, and there's three places in Sioux City that will not remove the sales tax. And from what I understand, they really don't have to.
So then if we were to go buy a new Bobcat, they're going to charge a sales tax?
No, because they'll deliver it here.
Deliver it.
They'll deliver it over here in Nebraska, which doesn't even make sense to me I mean, I don't get it, because regardless if they deliver it, this is what I can tell you. It's almost like an exemption, and God rest his soul, I just learned that he passed away, but George Hirschbeck, he used to pick up his parts in Nebraska because he was exempt over here, and even though it went back across the river. I can see that, but I can't see it as a government entity that they can charge you sales tax if you pick it up over there. Because it's no different than, I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me. And you, like I said, you've talked to attorneys and et cetera, but to me, I would think regardless, it should be exempt if you pick it up over there or if they deliver it over here. Huh.
Probably something to bring up to the auditors, too.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's something about that. We used to go buy pipe over across the utility equipment, piping materials. And if we went over and got it, we paid sales tax. But if they delivered it, we paid none. I think I got that right.
Right.
What we used to do is get from the owner, which would be a municipality, we get a tax exempt certificate from them, and then we'd submit it to them.
Yeah, we do all that. Yeah.
You know, Jolene, one suggestion I would make possibly that you might get a different answer is having Senator Albright's office call the CAT dealer. It's Cat, or who is it, Bobcat? Have somebody from her office call. She's got people in her office that are, you know, doing summer stuff now. I just have them call them, say, look, I'm Sally from Senator Albright's office, District 17, and can you enlighten me on this sales tax thing? And you might get a different answer. No, really.
Or have
Revenue, our Department of Revenue, talk to them or somebody.
I don't want to push. I guess I don't know where, because everybody seems to have a different opinion on
whatever
this.
It is, it can't be delivered. Is that what you're saying?
I think we. I can't remember what
that
we
door
did.
For Bob, front door for Bob.
And I've told the guys the different places that we have issue with to try and, if all else possible, make sure they deliver. So
it just doesn't seem right to me. I think Bob's idea of it, maybe get a hold of.
But then some people want to put tack on a delivery fee, so then it's cheaper for us to.
What's the delivery fee nowadays? Because I got certain vendors that charge us $10 a week to deliver parts. If it's once a day or if it's once a week, they charge us $10 to come from Sioux City over to our place.
Just depends on
different companies. I'm just curious.
But they're all over the place.
I
know when gas went up several years ago, they all added the delivery fee on there. And then when the gas went down, they didn't take it off.
Why don't they this is the problem with that. Why don't they just charge more for the part to make the customer happy? A few people at my business are just furious about it. I'm like, let it go. It's $10. I'd just rather have them charge more for the part. I mean, I get it. You can compare it somewhere else, but whatever. Yeah, I'd get a hold of Senator Albright's and just see what they say, because that just doesn't make sense to me. I have a hard time believing that their attorneys or whoever is telling you that. That just don't make sense. But, okay, thanks, Jolene.
Okay. Anything else for Jolene? If not, thank you. All right, item D is to approve projects with monies from the American Rescue Plan Act. Relief funding. The first item is the broadband postcard mailing. That was a suggestion from Janet, and Janet is not here, so unless anybody wants to discuss it, we're going to move on from that one. and go to the second item, which is approve engineering agreement with EDM Associates for the Moody Road Jackson Cemetery entrance improvement projects.
Where did this come from anyways? This is the first I've heard about it when I read it online the other day.
Larry, you want to explain what's going on with this?
Good question, I guess.
What's that?
Well, Joe Gill, the president or the chairman of the board, was here at a meeting. He must not have been in Arizona. But
I was probably somewhere.
He was in here long, 6 months ago now, probably. Any longer. And request what the deal is out there. Once upon a time, the county road used to go around this hill.
Okay.
Down low.
Yep.
And then you get to go past the entrance and kind of take up the entrance well. The way Joe explained it, they changed the road, went up over the hill, and then raised the road. And then in turn raised the entrance into the
cemetery
and drove a wood pile on both sides to keep the dirt, to hold the road.
Right.
There was a box culvert in there, and they put plank over that. And because the road wasn't very wide prior to being elevated, see. So anyway, the road is, the piling are leaning out now. And the road's starting to move, slide down to the right. And the pavement's cracked down through the metal and it's pulling apart. And
I know it's always, this is the deal. Without a doubt, I think it needs some attention. Okay, and I haven't been out there for a minute, but I've been out there hundreds of times, and it is definitely a hazard because it's narrow, and like you said, it's moving. I mean, like I said, I haven't been out there for a while, just being honest, but I just know years ago, I used to go out there a lot. My roots were out that way.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, yeah, it's definitely, it was a hazard then, and if nothing's been done, it has to really be a hazard now. Correct?
Yeah, if a guy knew the piling, I'm sure they hadn't been in there long enough. There four, I don't remember them doing it. I was maybe out there that much or anything, I don't know. I just don't remember them doing anything. I'm sure they did, though. I mean, the piling are there, and then when they drove, they used to drive their own piling and stuff. The road department did, and there were old bridges. So
I guess I don't remember. I must have been gone when he came and talked about it. You said it was Joe Gill?
Joe, yeah, he's here.
Oh.
He's the chairman of the board, the cemetery board.
Yeah.
And requested that there be something done with it.
So, in a nutshell, I seen it was $18,500 for...
Well, I didn't quite understand this. Jolene got another bid on the same project with another engineering, Midwest Engineering. And their bid is $29,250. And then Larry contacted EDM Associates out of Crofton, and their bid is
$18,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's
basically $18,500. Yeah. I thought the 30 was pretty steep, and I want to kind of get a comparison anyway, so to kind of have an idea of what it should be.
Jolene, anything to add?
Larry's the one that contacted the engineering firm, and he's been out there with several people looking at it, so I know the MEI has a scope of work on it, kind of detailing what needs to be done out there where the other one doesn't. So this one has a little more explanation on it, but
it's going over with them. I mean, I went over with them both.
Right.
So they
apples to apples,
and they both understand what's got to be.
Okay. So I think at this point, then, we just need to, I would suggest, or I'll make a motion that we approve the estimate engineering from EDM for $18,500.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay, you talked to him, Larry, right?
Yeah.
I'll second that, then.
He sent this to me about that. Well, it's almost 2 weeks ago. I just never got it over to Jolene. He lives in, the guy that heads up the company is from Sioux City, where I live, in the north side of Sioux City. And Ron Knorr, and I've known him for way back. He used to work, as a matter of fact, he may have done some work here for the county through Siouxland Engineering. Roy Satman used to have an office there. on the bank corners there. And and then he worked for Art Burr some, and then he does what he does now most. Well, he does all the Winnebago's work, all the tribes work. And does some things for Thurston County, and he does for whatever county Crofton is in. He's currently doing a road project up there for them now. And so he's got qualifications. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy. I mean, any contractor around here knows, they know who he is. It ain't like nobody knows him. But he's done all the subdivision work down there to Winnebago. And stuff to the city, to Winnebago.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second. All right, call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, anybody have anything else on the under ARPA that we need to talk about? I don't. Or any suggestions? I guess maybe, so I do have one thing that probably would fall under ARPA. Jolene and I and Brent met with Dan Sayer last week on the state yard down here in Dakota City. Went through that. We have no price yet, but I think it would be a good acquisition for the county. I mean, if we can get it. I mean, they've moved out and moved to out on 110.
Well, hold on a second. Are you talking the one on the corner up there on the bypass?
Right out here.
Oh, the one out here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Dakota City yard. So we, you know, for salt storage. I mean, we need that hoop building anyway, which we don't currently have.
Okay, and then I think it's a great idea because we talked about doing that over here mm-hmm. in the back lot years mm-hmm. ago. But this building next door, okay, mm-hmm. time's a ticking, summer's half over with. It needs to be addressed and painted.
It is.
It's done.
Is it done?
You got to get out more.
Jesus Christ, I just parked in front of the building.
Yeah,
is it done?
It's done.
Holy shit. Sorry about my language.
Yeah.
Is it really done?
We'll keep you in the loop.
God damn.
Wow.
We'll keep you in the loop.
I just parked.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. It's nice. Also, along.
Jesus.
I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't care.
Just put those funny, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, so.
But at least I'm on top of it. If you keep talking about it.
Yeah. We're gonna let you go, but.
Okay.
Also, we're looking into the windows here at the courthouse. There's 67 windows in the old part of the jail. Kevin also did, if you notice on the north side, there was bricks falling out of underneath the windowsill. He did, Troy suggested that he have MacArthur Sheet Metal make something to put on there. He did that. So take a look at them, and it looks good. I think he's going to paint them yet, but it looks good. It's a good fix. So
I got to get out more. I'm half embarrassed right now. Especially that park right in front of the building.
So I guess.
Okay.
So anyway, we're going to.
I'm not saying this anymore. I'm done.
We're going to, and also there's four windows at the road shop. We're going to try to tie them in. We did get an estimate. Yeah, we won't even go there on the 67 windows so far, but so we have more estimates in the works. We want to take care of the courthouse. We want to get it up to in the 21st century somehow. We'll get there and make it nice for the next 100 years or so when we're all gone. But anyway, under then ARPA, there is no other, unless you guys have anything, nothing under ARPA. So
paint the building next door, that's it.
All right, item 5 is committee reports. Scott, any?
I think last Tuesday we had a meeting at the LEC. Very short, very, very vague. I mean, it lasted 11 minutes.
And Deanna moved.
Deanna got moved.
I asked Lou's office the other day if they've moved yet, and they said they have not. I don't understand. I don't know. They must be busy, a lot of cases going on, whatever. Yeah. But anyways, I seen her the other day and asked her, but that's it.
Yeah, I think Lou is destined for Deanna's office.
Yep. And the rumor I had was somebody was looking for something different. They're changing things around, and Lou, I think he deserves that office.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
neither here nor there.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Larry, any? No, all right.
Several would not have the Simcoe speaker.
I'm not surprised.
I was at a meeting last Friday about the senior center in South Sioux that is closed.
The one on Highway 20
is closed. The last time I was there, I saw a sign that said they were open 9 to 11. That might be card players and pool players or something like that. I'm not sure if it's even open at all now. I know it was in the... It's not open, Mike?
No.
Not at all.
I went by there Thursday, I think it was. Thursday or Friday, I can't remember.
So you can't rent it for events or anything? It's shut down?
Well, it's locked up. I don't know if you can't rent it or not.
So anyway, there is no... there's some people working on trying to get... I think there's some funding, potential funding, but just to... You know, they need a director. And I think they're actively looking for a director and some of their other staff that's been there for a long time and knew everything left. And it's just, it's unfortunate, but so if anybody knows anybody looking for a job, whether it's volunteer or something. I know Bill Garvey is working behind the scenes on some of the goings-on at the senior center, and hopefully someday, because they serve, last number I got was 90 meals for lunch. I don't know if that's all delivered or in-house plus delivery, and you know, unfortunately, some of those people that get those meals, that's their only source of food, things like that. So,
it's kind of surprising because there's always people there, and I drive by it quite often, obviously, because I live kind of down the road. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of looking forward to it if I in my remaining years that mm-hmm. I'd be able to become a member there. But now, so we got to figure something out.
Well,
forget it. You're going to Arizona.
I wonder if I can. Maybe they want me to paint the place. They don't want to build it. All right,
Joan, anything?
The park right in front of the place. Joan, you was talking.
Okay. Board of Equalization, we're starting to pick up on getting some protests. It's 9 a.m. next meeting, July 11th at 9 a.m. Come in and review protests with referees.
Who's the chair on the Board of Equalization?
He's speaking.
I think it's Scott Love.
Yeah, they can't see the paint for it. Better.
So the 11th at 9, we just got to set a date and go with it. Just set a date and go with it. Just make it happen. And all I hear is, as of right now, they got till Thursday night to file and whatever's in the mail, etc. But there's only like 40 some so far.
I know.
Yeah.
For now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So the meeting might not last too long.
Yeah, no, it probably won't.
Stay with 9, or do you want to? Does 10 work better?
I mean,
9's fine with me.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Because you really can't judge how long it's going to take and how many there's going to be to carry over to the commissioner meeting. So,
okay.
9 o'clock. Hopefully, we're out of here within an hour or two, and then go to lunch, and then we can.
Back.
Reconvene for a 3 o'clock meeting.
I think a lot of the a reason for maybe some of the lack of, because I think Christy was ready for more protests than that this year, and I don't want to jinx her, but I really think that it's from them the last few years working with people. When somebody does come into protest, or they go in their office and they tell them, look, it's here's the deal, it's all based on sales, right? So if somebody's paying, $300,000 for a house that's listed for $199, and you're right across the street, you know, that's going to affect your value. So I think a lot of that over the last, you know, and it's taken them how many years?
Eight years
I'm now to get back to, you got some good numbers and things like that. So I think the more that the public is aware of, they get in a position where well, they don't know what they're doing or they're making, you know all the reasons you've heard all those. And we've all been there, but it's all based on sales. So anyway, all right, July 11th, 9 a.m. for the protests.
And I will send that out. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Joan? Nope. All right. Mail or emergency business? All right. We are adjourned.
3:55.
It would make you feel much better. I really had to look to see if it was painted.
Thank you.
I really did. Be the same damn color.